This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Afghans Wednesday faced an increasingly desperate race to escape life under the Taliban after U.S. President Joe Biden confirmed U.S.-led evacuations will end next week. More than 80,000 people have been evacuated since August 14th, but huge crowds remain outside Kabul airport, hoping to flee the threat of reprisals and repression in Taliban-ruled Afghanistan. Mr. Biden said Tuesday the United States would stick to its August 31st deadline to completely withdraw its troops, despite warnings from European allies that not all vulnerable Afghans would be able to leave by then. The president said, quote, "The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risks to our troops," end quote. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Wednesday her country will try to help Afghans who worked with its soldiers and aid organizations and wish to leave Afghanistan after the August 31st deadline for the withdrawal of foreign troops expires. She told the German parliament, quote, "The end of the air bridge in a few days must not mean the end of efforts to protect Afghan helpers and help those Afghans who have been left in a bigger emergency with the takeover of the Taliban," end quote. The scramble to lift Germans and Afghans out of Kabul has damaged Merkel's conservatives, whose poll ratings have been falling 5 weeks before an election on September 26th. Meanwhile, the Taliban's main spokesperson said Tuesday it expects foreign evacuations from Kabul to be completed by the end of the month, urging Afghans to stay to help rebuild their country. U.S. President Kamala Harris's trip from Singapore to Vietnam was delayed several hours Tuesday by an investigation into two possible cases in Hanoi of the so-called Havana syndrome. This is VOA News. Israel said Wednesday Algeria should focus on its own problems a day after Algiers severed ties with Morocco, the latest Arab nation to normalize relations with the Jewish state. Algeria said Tuesday it had cut diplomatic relations with Morocco because of hostile actions following months of resurgent tensions between the North African rivals. China is fighting back after a classified U.S. intelligence report delivered to the White House Tuesday was inconclusive on the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The unresolved findings are in part due to a lack of information from China, according to U.S. media reports. Two officials familiar with the matter told the Washington Post the assessment was unable to definitively conclude whether the virus that first emerged in central China had jumped to humans via animals or escaped a highly secure research facility in Wuhan. U.S. President Joe Biden ordered it 90 days ago. The debate over the origins of the virus that has killed more than 4 million people and paralyzed economies worldwide has become increasingly contentious. Sydney's COVID-19 infections hit a daily record Wednesday, putting parts of the health system under pressure, officials said. They're calling for vaccinations to be stepped up to stem the tide of hospital admissions. Despite 2 months of lockdowns in Sydney, New South Wales state reported 919 new cases and amid a growing Delta variant outbreak, taking Australia's daily case numbers to a new pandemic high. Switzerland is considering ordering a staff and visitors to show a certificate against COVID-19 infection in most public indoor spaces, as the government warned Wednesday hospitals could soon be overrun by a rising number of serious cases. The Swiss COVID-19 certificate provides proof of vaccination, recovery, or a negative test result. The head of the government's crisis team said Switzerland is being hit by a fourth wave of the coronavirus, with a very worrying rise in infections. Serena Williams' hopes of a record-equaling 24th Grand Slam title took another hit Wednesday when she announced on her Instagram page that she was pulling out of next week's U.S. Open because of a hamstring injury. The American has not played since a tearful first-round exit at Wimbledon when she hobbled off court during her first set. The Paralympics have begun in the same empty national stadium that hosted the opening and closing ceremonies of the Tokyo Olympics. The Paralympics opened with COVID-19 cases on the rise in Tokyo and Japan. Daily new cases have increased 4 to 5 times since the Olympics opened July 23rd. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.